Chapter 4. Friday. Oran Academy Performing Arts Center. Hideyoshi watched Yuji walk away with Otori and frowned faintly. The twins didn't let him linger, however, grabbing him back up between them. He was already beginning to be able to tell them apart, but only by touch. Hikaru, the elder, was more forceful with his hands, all gripping fingers. Kaoru, the baby, was more sly and kept sneaking his palms below Hideyoshi's belt. Kaoru's hands invariably found his hips, giving him a sweet little sway. Never let Hideyoshi give him his back. Whenever he looked up, the first face he saw was Kaoru's. He was beginning to tell them apart by their faces. Hikaru's eyes moved more quickly, scanning. Kaoru's gaze lingered. "So, if you're Class F," said Hikaru, "why are you such a dynamo on the field?" asked Kaoru, tucking his thumbs into Hideyoshi's belt loops. Haruhi tilted his head. "I was wondering that, too." Hideyoshi shrugged a little, not looking at his sister. "I'm in drama. I perform a lot of plays. So there are things I had to learn, here and there. Passages in English, historical accuracy, those sorts of things." The twin smiled. "An actor, huh? Do you want to see our performing arts center? There's still 20 minutes left in our lunch." They shifted their hold, so they were all facing in the same direction. Hikaru's arm around his shoulders, Kaoru's around his hips. "We'll let you into the costume shop, okay?" Hideyoshi bit his lip, but at that tiny sign of indecision, the twins propelled him into motion. When he saw Yugo turn her nose up at them, he fell into step a little more readily. Once they were out of the garden, walking over polished floors, the twins pulled him a little closer. "Hey, Hideyoshi," they murmured. He startled at his own name. "Yeah? Your sister. Yuko? Is she always like that? Mean, we mean." Hideyoshi sighed a little. "It's not something I'd like to talk about." The twins nuzzled him as they walked. "Okay, but... all kidding aside, we really did just want her to sit with us. All of us. Twins together." Hideyoshi huffed a little. "Yeah, I know." He walked down the hall a little further, then said, "Guys, why are you all pretending Haruhi's a boy?" "Actor," said Kaoru, and started to laugh. Hideyoshi frowned. "What's that supposed to mean?" "Androgyny, like knows like," said Hikaru, snickering. "She's in the host club because of some, personal reasons," said Kaoru, squeezing his hip. Hikaru nodded. "Yeah, we're not hurting her or anything." "So, is she gay?" asked Hideyoshi, raising his eyebrows. Hikaru turned red from his forehead to his chest. "Oh, hell." Kaoru waved a hand at him. "Go on, go on." Hikaru gave his brother a peck on the cheek and bolted. Hideyoshi blinked up at the space where Hikaru had been and said, "Did I say something wrong?" "Someone's got a crush on someone else," murmured Kaoru, urging Hideyoshi further down the hall. "And now he's got to check on her." Hideyoshi sighed a little. "That's pretty... oh my god!" The Performing Arts Center was yet another gigantic building, this one with an auditorium that could have easily seated 1,000. Kaoru had taken him in a side door, and even from the lobby, Hideyoshi knew he was dwarfed by the architecture. He let Kaoru lead him to the stage and shove him up onto it. He heard the hollowness of the stage floor, looked into the endless depths of the orchestra pit. It felt electrifying. Hideyoshi shivered. He glanced around, trying to find where Kaoru had gone, and found him standing in the wings, his arms folded across his chest, his smile broad. "You want to be on it, huh?" Hideyoshi swallowed. "It's definitely bigger than the one at Fumizuki." Kaoru shrugged a little. I wouldn't know, unless you let me come see you on it. It's open to the public, said Hideyoshi, then caught up with the insinuation. He narrowed his eyes. But it's nothing like this. Kaoru stepped out onto the stage, every footfall echoing in the silence. It's a shame I couldn't see you here. Except like this, I guess. Uh-huh, said Hideyoshi. He looked out into the seats, endless eggshell rows of red. Kaoru took him by the wrist. The costume shop's this way. Hideyoshi glanced up, then nodded, and let himself be pulled. Kaoru showed him the shop with some glee, and Hideyoshi let himself be distracted. But Kaoru, he knew, was watching him, leaning in the doorway. It felt like he was being blocked in. When the bells chimed to signal the end of lunch, Kaoru bounded in, grabbed him by the wrist, and said, "Come on, you've got another duel, right?" Hideyoshi let himself be pulled away, jogging beside Kaoru. "That isn't certain. It's supposed to be Class A against Class A." Kaoru laughed, rough and bright. "Baby, after Kyoya-senpai saw you two, there's no way he'd settle for Class A." Hideyoshi frowned. "You were using my name for a little while there." "We were alone," chirped Kaoru, giving him a grin. "Now we're not." "But what does that have to..." "Hey, Kaoru," Hikaru waved, popping around the corner. "Come on, baby's gonna be late." Hideyoshi found himself scooped off the ground, dangling between the two sprinting twins. He cried out for them to stop, but they didn't, skidding around corners and squeaking through doorways until they deposited him at the entrance to the auditorium with a resounding ta-da! Yuji smiled at him. "Hi there, baby." Hideyoshi flushed. "Stop! Everybody stop it!" "Yeah, fine. Hey, I need you to sign this." Yuji passed him a clipboard with a thick sheaf of papers on it. Hideyoshi frowned at the fine print. "What's this?" "A contract. Apparently, these guys go balls out when they wager." Yuji grinned. "The general gist of it is that when we win, we get their stuff." "What?" squawked Hideyoshi, fumbling with the paper. "We're not trading rooms." "No, but they'll give us their old stuff. They're getting a remodel for spring, you know." Yuji winked. "So we'll get better than Class A. Otori says he'll even throw in better windows." "What if we lose?" asked Hideyoshi, faintly stunned by the generosity and wary of the repercussions. Yuji smiled. "They'll settle for giving us lunch. It wasn't fair that we got to eat here and everybody else didn't, just because they didn't get to come." Yuji tucked his hands into his pockets. "And when they bring us lunch, we have to give them a tour. So's got a hard-on for commoner stuff, apparently. And he about wet himself at the possibility of coming to Fumizuki for a day." "They want to take a tour?" asked Hideyoshi, wrinkling his nose. "That makes no sense." Yuji shrugged and smiled. "That's what it says in the contract, plain as day. I mean, either way we benefit, right? Otori says he can't make any promises that So won't show up at Fumizuki on his own, but I promised I'd nudge him home." Yuji laughed, and Hideyoshi flipped through the contract. "There's a lot of legalese in here," he began, but Yuji wiggled the pen below his nose. "I read it already. Have I ever screwed you over?" Hideyoshi eyed him, then sighed and scribbled down his signature. "And it's not like we'll lose," said Yuji, "so you don't have anything to worry about." Hideyoshi paused, looking over. "What should I worry about if they're just going to tour the school if we lose?" "Oh, well, about that." Hideyoshi frowned more deeply. "What?" "Well, the only way for them to get funding to actually give everybody in Class F a lunch like this is for it to be classified as a host club event. So one of us has to become a member of the host club. And, well, it's not like Shoko's gonna let me be a host." Hideyoshi stared down at his signature. "That won't work. I have rehearsals." Yuji waved a hand. "Hey, we're not going to lose." "We had better not," said Hideyoshi softly, worrying at his lower lip. Look, they're taking the test now, Yuji gestured, and saw Otori and So at desks, and beside them, two more boys that had to be the Ouran third years, heads of Class A. The Fumizuki Class A third years were waiting on Yuji's other side, and the rest of the Fumizuki students were sitting in the audience. Hideyoshi tucked the clipboard under his arm and scanned the audience for the twins. Hikaru was smiling, but Kaoru's grin was evil dipped in chocolate. When Kaoru met his gaze, he winked and lifted his chin. Hideyoshi narrowed his eyes at him, but Kaoru had been in the theater with him. How much did he know? No, there wasn't a conspiracy. Kaoru was just flirting. That was the basic state of being for the twins. His suspicions were confirmed when Hikaru tucked an arm around Kaoru's waist and snuggled him, rubbing his nose against Kaoru's jaw. Flirts. Hideyoshi looked across the stadium. Otori and So both looked perfectly comfortable, blasting through their tests. To Yuji, he murmured, "We had better not lose." Yuji crossed his arms. "We're not gonna lose." Hideyoshi watched Otori's hand move, decisive and elegant. It was the hand that drafted the contract. He knew it. "We aren't going to lose," said Yuji again, like repeating it would make it true. "Well, I suppose one might say we didn't lose," said Hideyoshi wryly. "We were soundly thrashed. That's a little worse than losing, isn't it?" Yuji rubbed the back of his neck, smiling. "We're getting a free lunch out of it. You sold me to the host club." "Now, my dear Kinoshita," purred Otori, gliding over to stand before them. "You signed the contract, didn't you? We'll accommodate you in every way. It's not meant to be a punishment." So bounced over and embraced Hideyoshi, nearly lifting him off the ground. "I heard you agreed to become a host. That's wonderful, Kinoshita. May I call you Hideyoshi? Yes? Splendid!" Hideyoshi dangled in his arms and pressed his lips into a thin line. "I didn't answer you." So set him down and held his shoulders. "But you're going to join our club. A beauty like you belongs with us."
"Handsome young men in the company of other handsome young men," murmured Otori, his enigmatic half-smile broadening. "You do seem to fit right in."
The twins materialized out of nowhere, popping up behind Otori. Hikaru said, "He's the type we don't have." Kaoru said, "The true androgynous."
"Nobody gets to call me by my first name," said Hideyoshi flatly.
"But baby,"
began the twins, pouting.
"It's Kinoshita Senpai."
He turned on one heel and poked one finger directly into the silken softness of So's necktie.
"And to you, So, it's Kinoshita."
So blinked, then straightened.
"Well, okay, but we did win fair and square, Kinoshita. And this way we can bring food to all of your friends. Are you afraid you'll miss rehearsal? Because we'll ensure you won't fall behind."
The twins cuddled one another, reaching out to him. Hideyoshi took a step backwards. They pouted more deeply.
"Hey, come on. If you're part of the host club, we can probably get you to be eligible for all kinds of other things."
"An outside collaborator for our acclaimed theater department," murmured Otori softly, examining the edge of his clipboard. "I'm aware of the fact that you're attempting to butter me up," said Hideyoshi. His eyes narrowed.
The twins laughed. "Yeah, we are." So extended his hand, smiling a brilliant smile. "We think you'll like it with us. It'll be a lot of fun." Hideyoshi glanced to Yuji, then let out a slow breath.
"Never screw me over directly, huh?" he muttered darkly. He huffed and said, "You won, fair and square."
Fujioka skidded onto the battle floor and cried, "You gambled for him?" So flushed a little, but grinned. "We're giving his classmates lunch like we had today, and we're going to go on a tour of the academy, too."
Lunch was contingent on Kinoshita's joining the host club, murmured Otori, looking mildly amused. So really, he's doing everyone a favor.
There's no need to lay it on so thick, said Hideyoshi, frowning at him. Weren't you the one that previously championed finesse?
Otori laughed, surprised. There was a brief pause as the others around him stared at Hideyoshi like he'd grown a third arm. But then Otori gave a little bow and said, "Hoisted by my own petard."
"How many meetings?" asked Fujioka, looking up through her bangs.
"It's not like he owes us anything. After we've held the event at Fumizuki, he's free to quit. It will be up to our appeal to tempt him to continue with us," said Otori.
Fujioka frowned, putting her hands on her hips. "Those are more reasonable than my terms."
The twins grinned and gave her a nudge.
"And look at the two of you. You're much better suited to be twins this way. Pretty little sparrows."
"Sparrows?" asked Fujioka.
"I have a sister already," deadpanned Hideyoshi. "And she looks nothing like me," he added, gesturing to Fujioka.
So jumped. "Why, you must be mistaken, given how lovely you are. But, in fact, Haruhi is a—"
"He figured it out, milord," murmured Kaoru, his smile quirking as So's flush deepened.
"But I don't think we have to worry about it," added Hikaru, shrugging.
Fujioka turned to Hideyoshi and said, "I'm sorry about all this. If it's any consolation, I was roped into being a host, too. Though I actually owe them money."
Hideyoshi whirled on Otori.
"You're holding her in debt?"
"Quiet with the pronouns," hissed the twins.
Hideyoshi frowned, undeterred.
Otori just shrugged. "Haruhi broke a vase of ours, valued at 8 million yen. Would you rather we hadn't held him accountable?"
"You're all sick," said Hideyoshi through his teeth.
Fujioka held up a hand. "At least I did something wrong."
"Gambling's a vice," said Otori, shrugging.
"Excuse me," a soft voice broke in. It belonged to one of the heads of Oran's third year Class A, a small blonde with a stuffed rabbit nestled under his chin. "We were gonna duel now, okay?"
Hideyoshi stomped away from the floor and stood apart from everyone else.
Far apart.
He crossed his arms in front of his chest and stared, expression stormy, as the third years clashed. It was Kaoru, bold and soft at once, that came and tucked his arms around Hideyoshi's waist. He tensed, then let them stay, years of acting having lent him poise. Loath as he was to admit it, it appeared the host club was a group of supremely popular boys, and the last thing he wanted was to create an even bigger scene during the third year's duel. Still, under his breath, he murmured, "Well, isn't this familiar?" Kaoru smiled, chuckling a little. "Isn't it?" Hideyoshi refused an answer, and didn't lean, even when Kaoru pulled his shoulders closer to his chest.
"You're mad because you lost?"
"I signed without knowing what was on the page. I got caught up," said Hideyoshi softly.
Kaoru put his chin on Hideyoshi's head, watching the third year's avatars exhibit impressive acrobatics. He said, "You're mad because your trust was betrayed." Hideyoshi ducked, and Kaoru obligingly moved his chin, straightening.
"You don't generally trust people," murmured Kaoru.
"I should have known better, really," he murmured in response. "I don't like any of you."
"I like you, senpai," murmured Kaoru. "I like you a lot."
"I think you wouldn't have the balls to say or do any of the things you're doing right now if we weren't in front of a huge audience of people."
Hideyoshi kept his expression mild.
"Oh, I'll tell anyone you want that I like you."
"Did you know about the contract?" asked Hideyoshi.
Kaoru hummed. "Not until after you guys lost. Kind of makes our trip to the pack redundant now."
"The Performing Arts Center. Over lunch?" Hideyoshi frowned. "What does that have to do with anything?"
"It wasn't actually buttering you up, as you put it,
More like legitimate temptation. The third year's battle ended almost as abruptly as Hideyoshi's had, with the Ouran students winning by a mile. Kaoru let go of Hideyoshi to applaud, and Hideyoshi took the opening to put a little distance between them. Looking up at Kaoru, not for the first time, he cursed his petite frame. Temptation towards what? You said you were going to come to the host club after classes, to make room on the bus. Kaoru smiled at him. You're still coming, right? I thought I had to, said Hideyoshi, narrowing his eyes. I got sold out for lunch. Kaoru's smile softened. It's just that now that this is over, we're being split up by years for the rest of the afternoon. He shrugged, tucking his hands into his pockets. Until after school, that is. I'm not dishonorable, said Hideyoshi, shaking his head. Kay, said Kaoru, and turned on his heel, headed back towards his brother. Hideyoshi noticed that everyone else, particularly Yuji, kept a highly respectful distance. Sweetly, he said. So, what now, class representative? Yuji, even from a few yards away, winced. Well, he said with thin cheer, we get to hang out, skip class, and relax until the buses come. You mean you're going to do that? What about your plans for me? Asked Hideyoshi, tucking his hands behind his back. He pouted. It was mildly gratifying when So made a rough, strangled noise and flushed to his ears. Yuji came closer, his hands up. Come on, man, I don't have any... In a perfect imitation of Yuji's voice, Hideyoshi said, Shoko, I love you. Marry me. Plans! Yelped Yuji, jumping back, his eyes as wide as saucers. Without acknowledging the outburst, Otori murmured, You're certainly welcome to sit in on my classes if you'd like. My afternoon studies are in English, art history, and German. I don't speak German, said Hideyoshi, loath to admit that the idea was tempting. With a smile, Otori said, You'd be an observer. Hideyoshi glanced at Yuji, weighing the evil he knew against the evil that had drafted that contract. He narrowed his eyes, and decided this time that sitting in on Ouran-level classes for the afternoon was worth Otori's company. Fine, he said. Otori's smile broadened, and he nodded deeply. It will be my pleasure.